This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, August 6th, 2013. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. The Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour will present a big screen journey from exotic locations and whitewater paddling to climbers reaching the highest mountain peaks. Banff Film Festival will visit Fayetteville at the UARC Global Campus Auditorium on Thursday, September 12th and Friday the 13th. Tickets and more information are available at FayettevilleBanff.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, how community clinics will change and not change with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. We continue our series on how the act will affect Arkansas. Plus, a warm documentary made during the latter part of Levon Helm's life will have its Northwest Arkansas premiere Friday night at the Fayetteville Public Library. We'll hear from the film's director.
Plus, Joe Neal returns with the sounds of his high-flying neighbors, American Crows. And the music of Nora Jane Struthers and The Parting Line shines in their 2013 release, Carnival. They're coming to Fayetteville later this month as part of the Roots Festival, and we'll have a review of the album.
But first, a 22-member legislative task force is considering recommendations for a new Arkansas veterans home with four cities named as potential sites. The group met at the state capitol yesterday to review criteria such as size, location, and funding. Several members brought up assisting veterans who might not fall under existing funding structures. Committee Chair Senator Jane English of North Little Rock says that may mean asking for additional funds.
What does it really cost to have other kinds of folks in the home who have some mental problems and are not maybe covered by Medicaid, but might be covered by some other program, and so that we make sure that we are operating, as you said, it's a business. This is a business. So is this something that the state is going to need to support with some funding as well?
Earlier this year, lawmakers set aside $7.5 million from the state surplus for the home. The State Department of Veterans Affairs is seeking about $18 million in matching funds from the federal government. The cities considered for the home are Fort Smith, Russellville, Jacksonville, and Benton.
U.S. Department of Agriculture officials are urging public and nonprofit organizations in Arkansas to consider becoming sites for summer food service programs next year. Kevin Concannon, Undersecretary for USDA Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, says providers can help ensure disadvantaged children in Arkansas won't go hungry just because school is out.
There are still literally millions of kids across the country who don't do so well over the course of the summer, and their teachers tell us, as well as the research, when those kids get back to school in the fall, they don't do as well if they've had a summer of uncertainty. Will there be supper tonight or not? And to the extent that we can make sure that they have routine access to healthy foods, they'll do better, both from a health point of view, but also from a learning point of view.
Concannon says the program is completely funded by the federal government and covers the cost of up to three nutritious meals and snacks a day for Arkansas children.
Early voting begins today on a zoning issue in Russellville. Voters are being asked to decide a rezoning ordinance passed earlier this year by Russellville aldermen. The rezoning would allow for construction of a Walmart neighborhood market near the intersection of Main and Vancouver Streets. A yes vote would uphold the city's zoning decision. A no vote would strike it down. The Russellville Area Chamber of Commerce has stated its support of passing the zoning issue. Jeff Pipkin is the director of the chamber, and he says there are a number of reasons the chamber has lent its support to the issue.
It is a business that is something that we feel like would add a lot to our community. It's an additional grocery store. There currently are only four grocery stores in Russellville for 28,000 people, and most communities of that size have as many as 8 and 9 grocery stores. So I think it's an opportunity for us to have another option, more options. Also, the job creation is supposed to create somewhere in the neighborhood of 65 to 85 new jobs. And those are the main reasons that we're supportive. We feel like we wouldn't be much of a chamber of commerce if we didn't support commerce.
Pipkin says the chamber is supporting the passage in a number of ways.
What we've done is we have helped form a committee that we have referring to as the Committee for Community Progress that is registered with the State Ethics Commission's office as somewhat of a clearinghouse to raise funds and expend funds for the campaign to ask the voters to come out and vote in support of the rezoning.
Early voting began today and will continue through Friday and again on Monday. The actual election day is 1 week from today. Votes can be cast at the Pope County Election Headquarters. A group has coalesced in opposition to allowing the rezoning to stand, but phone calls to Richard Peel, a Russellville attorney listed as one of the heads of the Skyline Joint Ventures LLC Legislative Question Committee, were not returned.
Though the vast majority of restaurants in Bentonville do pay their hotel-motel restaurant taxes in a timely manner, the city's Advertising and Promotion Commission is trying to get the handful of businesses with outstanding tax payments to pay what they owe. Kayleen Griffith, the director of Bentonville's A&P Commission, says roughly 97% of restaurants pay their HMR taxes on time.
We haven't had an issue on it since I've been here in the last 8 years. You know, we've had a couple that haven't paid. They may have closed down, but it was less than $20 or $40. Their last couple months were very low. So, you know, those low amounts, you know, on that type of setting. But normally, we have not had an issue with this. This is the first time that we have not had payment over multiple months.
Griffith says because Bentonville doesn't issue business licenses, the only means for getting overdue HMR taxes from restaurateurs is by placing liens on their businesses or personal assets. She says there are only three businesses that still owe outstanding HMR taxes. The three restaurants owe an estimated $9,000. Griffith says the total is estimated because the A&P Commission doesn't know how much businesses owe until the businesses remit the taxes.
An Arkansas Game and Fish Commission officer who died in a May flood in Scott County is now being honored by the commission. Officer Joel Campora has been named the Game and Fish Commission's Officer of the Year after he responded to a 911 call to help women who were swept away by the flooding when he, too, was taken by the flood waters.
Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers and a low of 71 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 76 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny with a slight chance of showers and a high of 96 in northwest Arkansas tomorrow and a high of 101 with heat index near 107 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 71 in northwest Arkansas and a slight chance of showers with a low of 76 in the Arkansas River Valley.